The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the second chapter. Turning water to wine at the wedding at Cana is described as the first of Jesus' signs. Through many such epiphanies, Jesus reveals that he bears God's creative power and joyful presence into the world. I begin reading at verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out, take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the wine that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Maybe see. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our lives, we are bombarded with signs. All around us, there's signs. There's billboards. We see advertisements. We see road signs. We see caution signs. We see warning signs. We see stop signs. We see all sorts of signs around us. And sometimes it's important to pay attention to the signs that we do see. I know it's important to see to take a look every once in a while at the signs of the time. As I mentioned, there's lots of billboards, there's lots of advertisements, and a lot of times those signs catch our attention because they're lit up, or they flash, or they have bright colors to them, and they catch your attention. But if you pay attention to some of those signs, what are they really selling? Signs for fast food, signs for disposable items, signs for credit cards. Basically, they're selling instant gratification. Buy now, worry about the clutter or the expense later. Or see advertisements that say, buy the right toothpaste, buy the right deodorant, buy the right perfume, buy the right clothes, buy the right shoes, buy the right car, and people will instantly love you, or else they'll look up to you. They'll be impressed with you. The signs of the times focus on our own selves, in a certain sense then, that we want everybody to like us, or at least be impressed by us immediately. Other signs of the times, right now we've got political elections going on or gearing up towards the political elections, and if you listen to the candidates, you see the signs of the times, or at least what they want to think are the signs of the times. The important issues that face us as Americans today, and the world for that matter. Or you can look at the news and see the signs of the times as well then too, of murders or stabbings, theft, and then of the terrorist threats, the terrorist events, and all the war that is going on in the Middle East at this time. What do all these signs tell us, these signs of the time? It tells us that our wine is running out. Mary and Jesus and his disciples attended a wedding in Cana. And Mary was concerned because the wine was running out. She knew that when the wine ran out, the party would be over. People would come from miles around, probably come to these weddings. They were huge celebrations. You know, a lot of times around here there are great wedding celebrations with maybe beer and barbecue and dancing. And people enjoy that. They enjoy catching up with relatives they hadn't seen for a long time, or with friends, or meeting new friends. In that day and time, the weddings were even bigger. A lot of times those weddings would go on multiple days, maybe even up to a week. And when the wine would run out then, if the wine would run out, nobody would stay. And it was a bad omen for the couple getting married. It humiliated the families. And it was also a sign then that maybe that wedding, maybe that marriage that is taking place is not going to be so good. Maybe it won't last either. The wine was running out, and Mary was concerned. Sometimes the signs that we see are warning signs. Mary saw this warning sign that the wine is running out, and it was not a good sign. We see warning signs, too, just in daily lives. It may say a dangerous curve ahead or slippery floor. We see warning signs, and it's important to pay attention to the warning signs. God sent warning signs to the people of the Old Testament. He sent his prophet like Amos, who warned the people that the society is out of whack. The rich continue to get richer. The poor continue to get poorer. The rich are cheating and taking over the power and land and property and everything else of the poor. Change your ways. Change your ways, or else God is going to send armies in here and is going to scatter the people. The people did not change their ways. And sure enough, they were invaded and they were carted off as slaves to other countries. Or like the prophet Jonah. God told Jonah, go to Nineveh and warn the people to repent, to change their evil ways. After the whole deal with the big fish and Jonah's reluctance, he finally went to Nineveh. He preached that one sentence message, repent. And that was it. And sure enough, the people of Nineveh repented. They changed their ways and God spared their city. John the Baptist was also a warning sign, or a sign then too that something great is coming. John the Baptist was out there saying, change your ways, repent, and be baptized, for the Messiah is coming. He is here. Be ready. Some people heeded his message, others did not. We see warning signs too. Our wine is running out. None of us are getting any younger. And for a number of us, we are starting to advance in years, and we can start to feel those aches and pains from all those of years of work and just simply of living. We may enter into the hospital once or twice, or maybe a little bit more often. We don't see as well as we used to. We don't hear as well as we used to. We don't move as fast as we used to. Our wine is running out. It's interesting here in this story then too of what happens when Mary comes up to Jesus and says, the wine is running out. Jesus says to her, what is that to me and you? My hour has not yet come. For Jesus, he was not ready to do his work that he was put on this earth to do, of saving humankind. But what he did was a sign of things to come. It was a sign of power, a sign of power. So we go from these signs of warning to the signs of power. And sometimes they're the same. We see signs of warning which are the same as signs of power, such as you may see on a door, danger, high voltage. We know there's lots of power going in there, but we also know that if we don't know what we're doing, we could get zapped. Or you see the sign, the nuclear symbol, signs of power, but signs of warning at the same time. What Jesus did is a sign of his power, of changing that water into wine. He was not ready yet for that work of salvation that he would be going about, but he needed to prepare the people for that. So he needed to show his signs of power. And that was only the first of his signs of power, because more were still yet to come. His signs of healing, his signs of raising people from the dead, the multiplying of the loaves and the fish, Jesus walking on water, and of the other various and many different signs of power, that Jesus was the Son of God. Just Jesus being there at the wedding was a sign of who he was. We just got through our Christmas celebration where we celebrate God coming into this earth as an infant. And here Jesus now was just starting his ministry. And what's the first thing he does? He goes to a wedding celebration. You know, we think about we need God in times of crises, and we certainly do. We need times when we were down. We need God when we can't do it ourselves. But at the same time, we need God in our celebrations. You know, and I think we probably need God more in our celebrations than in times of crises, because it's in those celebrations that we forget about God. Things are going well. Things are going good. See what I have accomplished. We forget about God in those times. But here Jesus is at this wedding feast. He's mingling among the people. That's why Jesus came into this earth, to be among us, to do the things that we do, to enjoy the things that we do, but then also to go through those tough times that we go through as well. Jesus didn't shy away from any of it. He was right here in our midst. And so he's here at this wedding with the guests. A sign of who God is. A sign of power. A sign of God's love. We too see signs of God's power. We see those signs maybe when we are sick and God raises us back up. We see signs when things could go terribly wrong, but God intervenes and saves us from tragedy. God is there too to lift us up after we have gone through a crisis or a tragedy. He is there to bring us back up again. We see those signs of God present in our lives. We see the signs every day as we're able to eat a meal or able to sleep warm at night. Those are signs of God's good gifts to us, that God does provide for us. We see signs of God's power all around us. This morning, too, we'll see another sign of God's love, of God's power with us, as this story is also a sign of God's greatest gift to us, that gift of salvation, that gift that God was willing to come to this earth, to go to the cross, and die for us, and to bring us back up. As this wine was running out here in this wedding ceremony, Jesus acted. And we see a sign of that this morning. As we partake of Holy Communion, as we drink the wine, and as we eat the bread, we are also consuming Christ. We are taking part in that death and that resurrection. A sign that we are strengthened in this life here, but it's also a sign that one day we will celebrate in that feast that has no end. As we sing in our liturgy, it is a foretaste of the feast to come. We know what God has promised for us. And so we pay attention to the signs around us, the signs of today. What's going on in this world today? How does that affect us? How does it affect our neighbors? We look at warning signs, and we stop and think, do I need to change my ways? Do I need to do things differently? Can I become more faithful? And we see those signs of God's power, that one day, when our wine here runs out, there will be plenty more yet to come. We too will celebrate in that feast which has no end. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.